Allen. Well, here on the show, we are supporting local for the month of December with thanks to Elevon, the local payments partner to help your business grow. Every week, we feature businesses which offer unique gift ideas for Christmas. And if you want your business to be featured, just text local to 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now, I'm joined by Alison Roberts, founder of Exploding Tree, based in Clonakilty in County Cork. Alison, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, what is Exploding Tree? What does it do?
Well, Exploding Tree, we are a bean-to-bar chocolate company down here in Clonakilty, in West Cork. I'm originally Canadian, actually, so the name kind of travelled with me across the globe via Australia, and we landed here in 2008. So we've been making chocolate from the bean for the last 8 years here, and we use alternative sweeteners, so like coconut sugar and alternative dairy like goat milk and oat milk. So we make really unusual chocolate for people who are looking for very ethical and healthier options for Christmas and gifts.
Now, it starts out presumably with the chocolate as it comes from the tree, and then you do everything to it. So it's fair trade chocolate.
Yeah,
where do you get it from?
Yeah, we source our chocolate from Ghana in West Africa. So it's an organic fair trade farmers cooperative there. And it's a members cooperative. And then we import the cocoa beans raw in 65-kilo sacks. They arrive to our back gate in Clonakilty, and we have to take them down two steps, which is a massive feat. And then we sort them, and we roast them, and then we crack them, take the shells off. The inside of the cocoa bean is called the nib, and that's what we use to refine and make into chocolate. So we'd add coconut sugar and any dairy if we want to when we make our own bases. And from there, we make chocolate bars, which is really unusual. Normally, a chocolatier would import the base, so we're making our own.
So you really are, from the basic bean, fresh from Ghana, you're doing everything. Now, it's batch-made chocolate, which means it possibly even may vary from batch to batch, depending on the bean and so on. So it truly is a handmade craft affair.
Yeah, with chocolate, they say chocolate in terms of trend follows beer, which follows wine. You can see where we are, especially coffee and beer in Ireland now. People are talking a lot about more origins and ethics and wanting to delve into flavors. So being a bean-to-bar chocolate maker is something that's quite new in the industry, but it means that we can really experiment with tastes and flavors. So that's what I love about it. So I've actually been working with chocolate as a chocolatier since I was about 12, but making the jump about 8 years ago to go bean-to-bar has meant that I have just like full freedom of ingredients, and that's what I'm really passionate about, being able to offer 100% cocoa or oat milk chocolate or sweetened with xylitol. Like, the sky's the limit now for my ingredients.
Is chocolate difficult to work with?
It's temperamental. So the last stage of chocolate is called tempering, and that is literally temperamental. So that's the science of chocolate. And it's the cocoa butter in the chocolate that is the really awkward bit. So once you have a really good temperature controlled room and you kind of get to know chocolate and couverture, you can kind of work with it either by eye or using thermometers. So it's all down to environment. You have to have zero moisture and kind of about 17 degrees. But once you've got that, and you have to be in a good mood as well. The minute you're in a grumpy mood, the chocolate knows it and everything goes wrong. But what happens is the chocolate will just go white and form a fat bloom, which is actually just the fat solid of the cocoa coming away from the surface of the chocolate. And it's the same happens if you leave a bar of chocolate in your car. It melts a little bit and then it resets with a bit of white. And that is totally fine to eat still, but it just doesn't look as nice. So the tempering bit, it's more about the look than the taste and the finished product.
How have you survived the pandemic in your business?
Yeah, well, it's been very interesting. I panicked, like most people did. I had a lot of orders in for shops and big markets when the pandemic hit. It was getting close to Easter. So yeah, I had my own panic, but we were already online, but then we just really concentrated online and upped our website. And then there was the birth of all these hamper companies around Ireland. So we very much swapped from being markets to a lot more online. And we found during the pandemic, straight away, a lot of people were very interested in supporting ethical Irish businesses. So because we were fair trade and we use alternative organic sweeteners and we're very small, there's only four of us. We're working in West Cork. We had, a lot of people are interested in supporting our business, which we really appreciated.
Yeah, which
and it's
been
grand. Christmas and Easter is always big for chocolate.
Okay, so explodingtree.com is your website where people can order. So what kind of suggestions do you have for Christmas gifts?
Well, for Christmas, we really love getting people to explore craft chocolate. So we have what we call craft chocolate selection boxes, where you get 8 mini sampler bars, and they're really nice for, say, like after dinner, and maybe with like a nice whiskey or wine, do like a pairing and taste all different flavors from, say, 100% down to milk, or we have a vegan box. Or I have truffles, which are always super popular. They're fresh cream truffles. There's no preservatives. They're really fresh and delicious, and they're also beautiful for Christmas treats.
All right, Alison, thank you very much for joining us. We wish you well with that business. Seems to be doing very well already. It's called The Exploding Tree.